Hey, nerds. Join us on Discord and hit that subscribe button.
Hi, I'm Olma.
Kellek.
Flynn.
Zika.
Thessaly.
And I'm your DM, Seth. Welcome to Venture Forth. Last we left our heroes. After what could only be described as a strange and slightly unnerving encounter with Nasaid Kalb, head of the Steam Stride Wardens, the agents of repair were granted an informal deputization under Captain Salix Gwyn before leaving Steam Stride Landing and making their way to the Shadehaven District to reconvene and discuss next steps. After a thorough investigation of the Grand Forum, where you know the Queen is set to make a public address in 2 days' time, you came to the conclusion that the assassination attempt that you know is coming is unlikely to occur at this particular locale. So, you decided to split the party.
Yeah.
With Leslie, Kellick, and Flynn headed toward Deepwell Marina to investigate, while Olma and Seeker headed to the Capitolium to see what they could see. Olma and Seeker investigated the Capitolium, but found the enormity of the building and its potential points of egress slightly overwhelming, but were rewarded for their patience with a sighting of Queen Isolde and the King as they made their way, arm in arm, away from their day's work at the Capitolium toward the monarch's residence, discussing some of the day's events. Meanwhile, at Deepwell Marina, the other party members found what they believed to be Captain Bossen's ship, and in their attempt to get on board, engaged in what can only be described as an absolutely batshit crazy series of events. Posting a couple perusing the various ornate private ships of the wealthy elite of Stillgate, Kellick and Thessaly... Kellick and Thessaly engaged two on-duty Stillguard in
a
conversation...
perfect route, one might say.
...in order to distract them while Flynn headed toward the docked ship. Flynn discovered that a single entity was standing guard aboard the boat and lured, in more ways than one, said creature out of the boat's cabin, onto the deck before pulling them into the water and making use of that opportunity to run aboard, swipe a handful of documents in a nondescript leather case, and hide in a small cabinet. As the figure made their way toward the still guard, after not being able to find Flynn aboard, Kellick and Thessaly hatched an insane plan that involved the use of a daylight spell, a heated domestic disagreement,
and finally
led to the two of them absconding quickly before being apprehended by the still guard for just being generally weird and annoying.
But did it work?
That's the important thing.
But did it work?
While Flynn silently absconded away from the boat, then reconvened with Thessaly and Kellick in the Cliffside District as they all made their way back to their rooms at the Scholar's Rest, the preordained rendezvous point of the group. But as they make their way through the Cliffside District, we return instead to Olma and Seeker, who now are outside of the Capitolium. You have watched as Queen Isolde has made their way into the monarch's residence.
Yep.
Many of the Steam Stride Wardens around her, both in close proximity as well as sort of at a distance. You can see them keeping a pretty wide net of a perimeter, and you can hear just faintly, thanks to both of your pretty good passive perceptions, the clank of metal clawed feet on the cobblestones.
Oh, sorry.
As invisible steel predators follow in her wake.
Because, yeah.
But we come back, the two of you.
Did you say predators? Like, it's more than, it seems like more than one.
There, yes.
Okay, yeah.
I did
clank.
Clankety
clank.
Great.
Clankety clank clank. Great. They're not loud by any means, but like you just heard something out of place.
I remember you had
you're corrupted. But
they're invisible, so we don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But
two of you sees the Queen and the King with their sort of loose array of Steam Stride Wardens and kind of protective formation around them make their way up the monarch's residence steps and into the building. So I ask the two of you, what do you wish to do?
Oh, we should have thought about this between then and now.
Should have. The only thing that I can think of, the nerves are here.
I did not anticipate.
Here's my stall tactic.
2 weeks.
My stall tactic, as we think about this, is I would like to pull out a vial of ink. Mm-hmm. So we found an alley, got like invisible, but I want to write a letter to our crew. Like, oh, I wonder how they are doing. but I want to tell them that
we found the monarch's residence.
And that seems like a place.
And she's being followed by steam stride
wardens and animals. The predators.
The predators that I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that seems like a place that might get attacked.
While you do that, are we gonna follow the queen or are we gonna look at the capital?
The Capitol is huge. The Capitolium. I don't think we can do the Capitolium. That is too much.
But maybe we should do a perimeter check?
Well, we kind of did. I think
didn't we do that?
You did do a perimeter check, and we had you guys roll some investigation checks. I believe the rules were unfortunately less than stellar.
Yeah.
So it just like the there are several potential entrances and exits. Most of them are all guarded by either a still guard or a steam stride warden, usually in pairs. The Capitolium is a very, very large building, multiple floors. But it does have sort of just a big, broad set of steps that lead up to a marbled, columned sort of grand entryway. And as you guys do recall, you saw a group of steam stride wardens go in, mm-hmm. and then a short time later, a group come out. As a changing of the guard now in the evening takes place.
And
they came with the
queen, and then we heard her chap say that he got a message from my friend in Westreach.
Yes. You heard the king did mention that word had come from Westreach that some sort of attack was imminent on the city.
Lord Draenor.
Mm-hmm. King Draenor.
Okay, so 38. What if... So we could stay here and try to, you know, look ourselves. She is very well guarded. We could go get the rest of the team, bring them here. Or I could just write in my note, come here.
Well, they're busy also looking at their own stuff.
Well, so I tell them...
This was our task.
I could put it in the note, and then when they are done, if they get done before us, they can come here. Because that's the most likely place. I mean, if I was going to try to assassinate it, probably be in the manor, not in the Capitolium.
Right, but probably not tonight. I mean, I was thinking maybe we could find her office and look to see if they put anything in there or I don't know. The guards went in and there was a changing of the guards and maybe we could just look around quickly inside to see if there's any nonsense going around.
What if we...
Maybe her office specifically?
I really wish I would have asked Des what type of way they'd be likely to do this. If it was like poison or if he would want to do it himself or...
Well, didn't they say when we were in the office, didn't they say that it wasn't really his... Well, maybe it wasn't in the office. Maybe it was when we were looking at the forum where they said that he was more likely to want to... brag about being able to do it really. Yes. So it would like, probably be him.
Probably.
Yeah. I mean, getting into the monarch's house would be pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. So maybe we look around the house.
Yes, let's check that. Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Let's check that.
Let's check the house.
Yes.
Okay.
For like. Entryways and maybe some creepy things that have happened.
Yes, and we probably have to stay together because I can't see you.
Yeah, we can. I can't see you either.
Yeah. And also, there's the predators that we can't see.
Uh huh.
But they might be able to see us.
Maybe you can keep talking to me in the ear so that I. Like, with your position?
I can't do that. Yes.
But, like, whisper it because I don't want anyone to hear you.
Mm-hmm. So are they...
Or maybe we'll just do this. We'll, like, walk 10 steps and then you can follow in with me and say, I've walked 10 steps and I can respond and say, I've also walked 10 steps. And Or I'll meet you over at the Monarch's house and we'll just touch base. There, do you see that bush right there? Yeah. Is there like any kind of like bush?
Outside? Yes. As you say it. It is very much architecturally inspired by the Capitolium. It was built by another of the monarchs several hundred years ago who didn't like the Capitolium, the royal apartments within the Capitolium, and wanted their own space. So it is architecturally kind of like a miniature Capitolium. It has like the same columns and the same like white stone architecture, but it does have pretty expansive grounds around it to effectively maintain a protective perimeter around it. There are very tall stone, like white stone walls that are about 10 to 12 feet high. And then on top of that are sort of like brass lined, like spiky kind of, you know, iron wrought, like fencing that goes around the top.
Okay.
You can see it's kind of like built up on a rise a little bit. And you can see that there are like very ornately maintained grounds. There's like bushes and trees and different, walking pathways and gardens. There's a lot of greenery around. So as you point, there's a big kind of like, there's big hedges, lots of big hedges and things like that.
Okay, the third hedge from the left.
Okay.
I'll meet you.
She points to a hedge kind of on like the southwest corner.
He can't see my hand, so I can stick my hand outside of the...
Hey, there you go.
Floating awesome. Arm.
There you go.
So, yeah, that's normal.
That's,
third hedge from the left. Yeah, so kind of like southwest corner of the residence itself.
And then tell me when you're there.
Okay. And then as I'm heading there, I want to look for points of egress.
Okay.
Now I want to be sneaky. I want to put all my attention into being sneaky.
Sticking to the shadows. Don't sneak mode.
I presume. All right. So.
Sneaker mode.
As you approach, there are two still guard who are positioned outside of the main gates, the entryway. How are you guys going to go through the gates? Or are you going to attempt to climb over the wall?
Right now I want to be on the outside of the wall.
Gotcha.
I think. Okay. And like just do a perimeter on the outside of the wall.
Gotcha.
Can you see the house from the outside?
You
the wall?
Can, yeah, you can see it. It's a big house, probably like at least three stories tall in some places.
Can we tell where the predators
Seeker.
Are?
Like, at this point you've kind of lost sight of them, yeah.
Okay.
Seeker.
Are
you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I think first we'll do like a perimeter outside, see if we see any nonsense, like windows that are cracked that shouldn't be cracked. I mean, they're probably smart enough not to do that, but maybe we could do that first.
You go around that way, I go this way, we meet. Hopefully we bump into each other on the other side.
Okay.
hopefully. I love this so much.
You hope.
We're gonna recon the White House and hopefully we run into each other up there. So great. I love it. No, please.
So
you guys both make your way. You're making your way kind of around the outside.
I'm used to working alone. I don't know.
So I would love for both of you to go ahead and make stealth checks for me.
Maybe with some advantage, no?
Yes, with advantage as a result of being invisible. Both of you guys are invisible, so yes. You're both at advantage for these roles.
Yay. So
we're okay. We're okay.
22. That's
22.
Bird? 25?
25.
Go. I want to go.
All right. So as the two stealthiest members of the group dedicate their full undivided attention to sneaking, you both immediately lose track of each other. Sneak, you split, and you go to opposite sides of the building. Now I would like...
Homa. Can you hear me out? Can you hear me?
I would like both of you to make your choice of perception or investigation checks as you round the exterior of the building.
And these grounds, like... Uh-huh. So message is 120 feet. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm guessing the grounds are much larger.
Yeah. You are going to be outside of the range relatively quickly. All right.
Did we get advantage on that?
Mm-hmm.
11.
Okay.
That's a nat one for a 8.
8? Okay. Okay.
You said investigation or
perception.
Oh, then 9.
9.
All right. Oh, there we go.
Hey. Yeah. Hey.
Do you have proficiency in either perception or investigation?
Both actually.
A reliable talent makes your minimum roll a 10+.
Yeah, about that. So that's an 18.
That's much better.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Hey, back in the game.
Rogues are
back in the game.
Awesome. All right.
So yeah.
The reliable talent is
so good.
It's so good.
DM,
get that.
DM for the win. 10.
I got level 10. 9 to an 18.
Yeah, level 10. You get it.
It doubles.
If you have proficiency in
my
skill,
role game just
you
got so
cannot
much
roll less than a 10. It's bananas. So, all right. So, Olma, as you are running around to the side, you do make note of a couple of things. You note that there are still guard actively patrolling the grounds of the palace, the monarch's residence, rather, itself.
Like the same way we are?
Kind of. Not around the exterior. They are inside of the grounds, like inside of the wall. You see, during your time, you see they're always walking in pairs, and you see on kind of your perimeter, on your side, you see two different pairs. They're always a couple hundred, maybe like anywhere from 150 to 200 feet apart, generally within like earshot and line of sight of each other most of the time.
Can I ask something?
Yes, of course.
Do either of these two pairs that I see look suspicious? Like they're not actually looking at the right things,
oh,
but they might be looking
for the wrong.
For the same sheet
you're looking for?
Or like looking for how to get into a building, like pacing the place. I want to see if there's any that look like they're looking inside instead of outside.
Gotcha. Make an insight check for me. You nervous?
I'm so nervous. I'm going to change my dice.
Okay.
Aha! Not too shabby.
It was cocked, but I think it's fine.
I think it's fine. I thought that was clear.
Twenty-two.
Okay.
I started the counting from this finger instead of from this finger.
You were mad. I felt like the roll had gone bad. Okay.
Like, soured.
Yeah.
Started 22. Okay.
22. Olma, you take like part of the reason why you don't necessarily see much else beyond the guards is you spend a lot of time focusing on them and making sure that they're on the up and up. And as you look at them all, like you can kind of overhear snippets of conversation just vaguely. Most of it's kind of like nonsense. You get the sense that they are bored, but none of them, like you're very confident that none of them appear to be nefarious or looking at anything they shouldn't. They do appear to be just bored guards doing their job. But even though they kind of look like relaxed and lackadaisical with that high of a roll, they do maintain a certain level of alertness. It's apparent that, interesting. Some of the snippets of conversation that you hear, you hear them kind of talking about the fact that this is a little weird. That usually they're not on, like, they're like, this is a weird duty to pull, huh? It's like, yeah, I don't know. Order came down. I don't ask questions. Like, they're not normally here. You get the sense of that from listening to snippets of conversation from the different patrolling guards. That's what you hear and a lot of what you see. Seeker.
Yes.
As you go around the sort of heading off towards that southwestern side, closer to the bush that Olma pointed out, you come around and as you're looking and investigating, you are kind of start looking at the building, the windows, trying to get a sense of the layout, that sort of thing. And you see a sort of a large arched window. And as you're looking at it, you see a figure kind of step up to it. And you recognize the queen.
Okay.
You see the silhouette of her. And she's sort of just like sitting at a window, kind of looking out in the general direction of where you are. So you're able to clock where it's likely the queen's chambers
are.
The chambers of the queen and king.
Okay.
What was your roll? 18?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all you see.
Okay.
Yeah.
That works.
You do also clock that on your side, in addition, there are not two, but three pairs of steel guard. You see that there are some that are much closer to the house that aren't actually on active patrol, but are kind of almost hidden, and that are... they're not like actively patrolling the grounds, and they appear to be trying to remain unseen, but you spot them. Kind of like hunkered down, like almost back in the shadows of an alcove that's kind of created by the architecture of the house.
From where I am, when I see the queen's quarters, like, is there a direct path, or do I need to go back to the gate to get, or
from where you are, if you were to get over the wall, there's a relatively direct path to get there. Yeah. And as you look up, there is a balcony that is like there's doors and stuff and like this big archway, mm-hmm. like basically two glass French doors that look out. And then onto like a kind of rounded balcony. So yes, there is a way to get there. And then like with your particular expertise, it would be a bit of a climb, but there is a way to get up.
There's a way to get it.
Okay. Yeah. Using a combination of like the stone architecture and some handholds and stuff like that. But it'd take an adept climber.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
I'll continue around like looking for things that catch my eye, but I want to go to what I perceive as the halfway point around the backside. And once I get there, I'll try and message Oma.
Okay, cool. Like the first time you message, it doesn't go through, but eventually, Oma, you kind of do your reconnaissance side. You're able to get around and you hear the message of Seeker come through. It's probably on like your second or third attempt that it lands.
Oma. Trying again. You're supposed to come here when you get this message. You can respond and tell me what you found. I'm in the middle.
Oh, hi, Seeker. This is the first time I heard you. I guess I'm close to you, and I'll stick my like finger outside of my cape and wiggle it.
Okay.
You see my finger?
Oh, yeah, it's so disconcerting when you just do a limb like that. It's weird. But I see y'all come over.
Okay.
I'll walk over to where you are.
All right.
What did you see?
Mostly just guards. There's two pairs of them on my side.
Oh, there's three over here. And the queen. I think I found her.
You found the queen?
Their quarters, yeah.
Can you show me?
Yes. Go back. Yeah.
I tried to think of like what I would do if I were trying to sneak in and kill the queen, which I'm not. But if I were trying to, I would probably try I would probably try to be thought of as a guard or something, right? Oh, like yeah, I would probably. And so I was looking at them really closely to see if maybe they were bad guys.
What did they? Did they seem normal?
They seem normal.
I didn't check mine. Let's go check them.
Okay.
I will reach out and like try and find your head or like where are you?
I'm right here.
No, put your arm out. Let's maybe hold hands or something. Oh, like I'm going to go back around.
Okay. Here's what we'll do. Your whole body is invisible. So why don't you just touch my shoulder?
Okay.
And then we'll walk together.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because it doesn't matter where you move. You're going to be invisible.
Okay, there you are. Found you.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm right here. I've been here the whole time.
Okay, we're gonna go around this corner. And you got to watch. It's a little too slippery around them, but.
Okay, I'll be careful.
All right.
Found it. I found a slippery spot.
Yep, that.
It's right here.
I'll report back to team. Yeah. I found a slippery spot.
Amazing. So from where you guys are, you kind of go back to the vantage point where you found the queens, where you know that you can kind of have that line of sight. There is a reasonable amount of cover kind of between like the bushes and the hedge, like the hedges and the plants and things like that. You'd have to snake through the grounds themselves and you'd have to time it correctly to get through the guards. But there is a way to get there. As you look and again are kind of looking to see whether or not these guards are kind of like doing their
on the up and up. Yeah.
On the up and up, both of you can go ahead and make insight checks or one of you can roll with advantage. Actually, I'm going to call for separate rolls.
Okay.
It's hard for me to. I'm like, how do you help on insight? Because it's two people's instincts, you know? Mm-hmm. So,
and you can't really talk to each other. You're trying to be quiet.
Yeah. Hey. Strong. That's real strong. Like that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's strong.
Good.
Mine is also so strong.
What is it?
So
22 strong. Over here.
22?
That's a 10.
10.
Wow. Strong.
All right. So.
strong death.
You're like, yep, everybody's good. And Seeker, you.
The queen is distracting.
You also notice the same thing. These guard are bored, but they are still like doing their job. It's also starting to get like you also notice this, Oma, because I think you guys got the same role. These guys are all like a little sleepy. It looks like they maybe just started their shift.
Mm-hmm.
They either just started or are getting to the end of it. Because it's about, we're getting on like 8 p.m. or so now, somewhere in that kind of time frame. So it's about time for it. They either just, like I said, either just started on the night shift or they're getting towards the end. That's what you notice.
Can I look at the queen?
Yes.
And is she still in the window?
By this point, like, you kind of, she's not like at the window, but you can see like figures moving in there. Yes. Without her being, what are you looking for? Let me ask you that. For with her.
I guess I just want to look at the window and look at the area and, you know, like, is there a still predator on the balcony or something? Like, is there, like, do I see anything weird about, like, is, do I, like, that, because like, that's a point of entry. Like, is there?
Make a investigation check for me as you peer at that area.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be able to identify because they're invisible. I'd have to roll really high, and I've been rolling really badly. Investigation?
Mm-hmm.
21.
21. Oh. Okay. As you look up there, you don't notice the steel predator or anything like that. You don't see like any, you distortion, know, shifting of weight or distortion of the air or anything like that. And you're too far away to be able to rely on hearing. Mm-hmm. So you don't see that. But what you do see, from your vantage point now, is you can see that there is somebody, like a single person, dressed in what looks like kind of a, for lack of a better term, like livery, kind of like a messenger or something like that, that is like running the distance between the Capitolium and the Monarch's residence. Like, you kind of look and you can see this lone figure that's like running towards the Monarch's residence.
Are they holding anything?
They are not holding anything. They are, looks like a youngish, just a young person. Nothing in their hands, no weapons or anything like that. They're wearing like you saw a lot of these like running around in the Capitolium district earlier today. They are kind of like envoys and messengers for the employee of the government.
It's a runner.
Follow behind him?
Right now you're pretty far away, but if you wanted to, you could try. Okay. You could try to get
Seeker,
there.
Seeker, I'm gonna go try and get behind that messenger so I can hear what they're trying to say. Okay, you're
good.
And I'm gonna run.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Because this is like a...
Where I'm are they gonna, headed?
They're headed straight for the front of
the front gate. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to try and hear... I want to try and be close behind to hear what's happening.
Okay, excellent. I'm gonna... This is weird. I'm gonna have you make... what's your move speed?
40.
Do you have a key point to spend?
Yeah.
All right.
Have we fought at all?
Yeah.
Not since the morning. Not since this morning. But you know what? I changed this. So, with your movement speed and the bonus action dash that you have, you can get there.
But we also short rested.
You definitely did.
I'll use one key point.
But that's right. You don't have to because I forgot I changed the monk. You don't have to spend a key point to dash. But you're able to get there.
But I can. It's fine. I have Step of the Wind.
So you get there and are able to like make it behind that messenger, like kind of just as he gets to the front gate.
I want to try and get to a place. I just want to see lips mm-hmm. so I can read.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so both of you make stealth checks. Rebecca, yours almost is going to be straight because you are running fast. You're not moving slow enough to get the advantage from invisibility.
Yeah, it's is mine advantage?
Yours is an advantage, though, because you're moving slower.
That's like
21.
Stupid. 21.
That's
okay.
Like 31. All
right, so Rebecca, you like on silent feet are able to get behind, and you see as this now that you're closer, it looks to be a young man somewhere in the like 16, 17 kind of range, who comes up to the gate, and the steel guard who are present at the gate kind of like they look they perk up. They don't like go for their weapons or anything. They recognize the livery. But as he gets up, he like kind of is out of breath and he says, "I have an urgent message for the queen. I have to get up there now." And the guard is like, kind of looks him up and down. and basically like opens the door. They appear to recognize him in the livery, open the door or the gate rather, and let him pass. And then they go like, there's like, he kind of waves and does like a series of hand gestures at the guards that are like further up on the residence, who then like acknowledge with a series of hand gestures. And you see this figure takes off into the residence.
Was I able to slip in?
If you would like to try, you can. Go ahead and make an acrobatics check for me.
I'm so scared.
Do it.
Yeah.
Wait. 18.
All right. So, Oma, your small form, as this messenger sort of dashes into the monarch's residence, you slip into the gate right behind him, and you are on his heels as you're running up.
Snap.
He runs up to the, runs up the pathway, sort of gets to the front of the thing.
I'm happy to use Step of the Wind if it helps
no,
me at
he's,
all.
He's
like,
not as fast as you are. You're fast. Thank you, monk training. But you are able to follow up behind him. He gets up to the front gates, basically repeats what he has to say. And says that he has, but he does add, he says, I have an urgent message for the queen. This is coming straight from General Cade. The guard on duty acknowledges, like, kind of looks dour suddenly. He says, wait here. One of the still guard runs inside. And there's just, like, a moment where this messenger is like, catching his breath.
I don't have to catch my breath.
Hey, you do not.
I'm so fast.
The event, right? So much faster.
She does cardio.
This young man is like visibly shaken. He's like almost bouncing on his toes. He looks like a little pale in the face. Wait there for a little beat of time. You, from your vantage point, are able to see. You do see the exchange that happens at the gate.
Yeah.
The exchange that happens up at the front of the house, that's like...
I can't see that.
It's just too far for you to be able to discern what's happening. But I will cut to you. While we wait for the still guard to go up, are you going to do anything?
No, knowing Oma, I think she's trying to get in. So... I'm going to...
I would say that's a fair assessment.
I'm going to... Since the front gate's got a little action right now, I'm going to go back along the gate, or the wall, and try and find a point that I feel is good, and I'm going to scale it and try and get in.
Okay.
I am also going to cast... Is this a good idea? I want to cast...
Yes,
I will just
Well,
as a warning, if you cast any spell, your invisibility will drop.
Yes, that's real.
Is it a spell? Is your
invisible for thanks to invisibility? I presume, right?
Correct.
How long has it been? How long has it been about? Do you think?
At this point, you guys are getting on towards the end of your hour of an
but
hour.
But I have 2 hours.
You have two, and invisibility lasts for one.
One.
So you've got, I'd say, you've got 10 more minutes of invisibility before you're going to have to recast it. Actually, wait. No, you guys just cast it. I'm sorry.
We just cast it
a little while.
Yeah. We didn't do it when we went to the Capitolium. We did it when we cased it.
Yeah, so never mind. It's been like 20 minutes.
The wall is approximately how far from the...
Probably about 200 feet.
I'm not going to cast it yet.
So like wall to the residence is about 200 feet of space.
I'm just going to scale and try and work my way towards the building.
Go ahead and... it's almost a 10-foot wall. You're able to... You're a 13th level adventurer. You can handle the wall. You climb over the wall, and you're able to grab silently, sneak over. I will say, roll me one more stealth check. Just make sure you don't kick any iron rod gates or anything like that.
That's
an advantage, right? Because you're invisible.
Let's see if it gets better.
It doesn't even matter.
It does get better.
This is the one that you got me.
All right.
Sneaker die.
So,
Sneaker die.
It's so funny. I don't even know why I'm calling for rolls. You are a fucking...
32?
This is where Seeker eats.
Let him roll them. Yeah,
32.
Let him cook.
Kind of calling back to some memories of slinking along in Westreach. You jump up, grab the edge with your fingers, use your weight, and flip, jump onto the, like, kind of perch on the iron rod, lands on absolutely silent feet, and then start making your way across the grounds.
Love these boots.
I would say with 32, that's right.
Oh, fuck.
With a 32 stealth check, if you want to, you can get to the front. Or are you going to go towards the front where Oma is, or are you going to try to take a different route?
Is there anything to hide, any hedges, anything to hide behind at the front?
Towards the front of the gates?
Yeah, towards...
Yeah, about, like, there is, like, you know how in... You know how in very wealthy homes, there's like that big kind of just open area in the front. It's about like, there's like almost a driveway for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
And then about 50 feet away is where the yard work and the landscaping starts. So you could get within about 50 feet behind a hedge if you wanted to, of the front gate.
I think almost going to follow this kid. Like, so I'm going to go as close as possible, like as close as I can get.
All right, cool. So you arrive kind of right as the Stillguard comes back down. And you're about 50 feet away, hidden behind a hedge, and you don't see Olma, but you see this messenger, and you see the Stillguard come back down, and he says, the queen will see you, and he steps aside, opens the doorway. There are these like big, grand, like bronze-etched wooden, you know, doors, and he opens a single one of the doors and lets the messenger in. So I'm going to go to Olma. You're going in?
I'm going to try to go in, yeah.
Okay, excellent. So you follow... You get in behind the guard.
My hope is that because they know a kid is coming through, that they're even the steel predators won't be confused. Mm-hmm. Like that it's my hope.
Okay. Go ahead and I'm gonna keep with your previous roles. You are able to sneak in behind this kid, behind the messenger. Seeker, what are you doing? As you see, like the thing goes down, the guy reaches to open the door, you're 50 feet away. What are you doing?
Rubbing my ear.
Olma. Did you? Are you trying to get in?
Is it 30 feet?
Or 120.
I have 120. I have 120.
How close am I? I'm really close to the boy. I can't say anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't respond.
That's kind of my answer.
Yeah.
Or she's dead.
Yeah, if I get that in my ear, I will not respond because I know that I have to talk.
Point of order for message. You point your finger toward a creature within range and whisper a message. The target, and only the target, hears the message and can reply in a whisper that only you can hear.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh. In that case. Yep. Going in.
Why did I know? I'm gonna follow.
You're gonna try to follow?
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead and give me straight. Again, it doesn't even matter. Fucking, this is awesome. Because it does. You can't fail this roll. So, Seeker, you see the opening. You see as the door gets open and the kid starts to go in, and you run across fucking gravel. But somehow on your with your boots and your skills and all the years and years that you have spent dedicating yourself.
Rocks don't even move.
You silently glide across the driveway, ascend the steps, and I will say I'm gonna have you make an acrobatics check to sneak into the door.
Okay.
You're not noticed, but it's gonna be whether or not you can make it before the door gets closed.
Ten.
Seeker, you run and you're not noticed, but you're about 10 feet from the door before you're just not quite quick enough to get there. The door closes with Olma on the inside and you are still outside.
I'm on the outside.
You find yourself right up against the door. This two still guard are behind you because you managed to sneak between them.
In
between them and the door and you are invisible standing there. What do you do?
Kind of put my hands on my hips.
She's just so damn fat.
Little bit about pickle here.
The door. Wait for a moment and see what happens. I can't open the door. Actually, let's open the door. I'm gonna try and open the door and slip in.
What
is it? Because they didn't unlock it.
No,
I don't have to pick it.
No. Go ahead and make a sleight of hand check for me, please.
Maybe they just didn't push it all the way. You know, like,
I want
to
just, like,
shut.
I just want to slide.
That means
in.
You can fail.
That's it.
Do you have reliable talent for this, too?
I do. Yeah. That's
Jesus.
25.
25.
Fucking A.
Seeker, the door closes. You look behind you over your shoulder. See this two still guard. You turn towards them, back up 10 steps, reach your hand behind you. push the door open and slip inside and close the door behind you. Apparently, nobody, none the
Let's
wiser.
Go. Let's go.
As you turn
we
around,
was right too for this time.
And as,
yes.
And yes. Y'all are like,
it's going about as smoothly as ours.
As you turn around, you see the kid is like rounding. So there's two like twin curving staircases that go up to a second story landing.
How did we get inside the queen's house?
Oh my god!
And then they go back up. And then they go back up the. So it's like. Twin staircases, those like really opulent ones where they like curve up to the landing.
Yeah.
And then there's another set that goes up higher and you can see the kid is like rounding that second staircase. At the top of the stairs is on either side one still guard who is just standing there at the tops of either of the stairs. Olma, you're going behind the kid. You're following him around the corner. Seeker, you see as Olma's going around that corner. What do you do?
Well, you see the kid going around.
You see the kid.
Not Olma.
Yeah.
I'm gonna. nice interior. Real nice
it
home.
It is very, very nice in here.
They design well. I'm going to make. I'm going to follow on the. How well. Is it well lit in here? Or what's it?
Oh, yeah.
Mm hmm.
Yeah, it is. It is brightly lit in this.
So the
area
window
of the house.
That I saw the queen, was it a second story window or was it a first story window?
Third story.
So I do need to go up. would I've happened to have noticed any other stair? Like if I look around real quick, do I see any other staircases? Probably not. From
not
the
an immediate vicinity from where you are now. No. But. I feel like Seeker has probably been in a wealthy mansion or two in his time. Maybe cased one or two in his time.
This is what I'm... Yeah.
There are usually secondary staircases that are reserved for kitchen staff, servants, that type of thing.
Yeah.
That are more hidden and that are more easily accessible.
I want to go look for that.
All right.
Heyo! All right.
You peel off. You see the stairs. You see Olma go around the corner. Or not Olma, sorry. You see the kid, the messenger go around the corner. And then you ghost off to the left.
It is... There, I want to. Can I see if I can do something real quick?
Yeah.
Oh no, I can't cast a spell. I can't cast a spell right here. Never mind. Doesn't matter.
All right. Oh, I'm gonna have you make one additional stealth check, please.
Let's go.
As you're following,
I'm not going as
kid.
Fast. Can I have my
back
advantage?
To advantage. Yeah.
Let's go. Let's go.
18.
18. Okay.
I like it.
You ascend the steps, you go around the still guard. You see as you turn the corner and you go up to the top of the, so sort of going from the second to the third floor, there is an additional still guard posted at the top of those steps. You sneak past and the still guard just nods to the messenger, kind of watches him as he passes, but does not see you behind him, does not hear you behind him.
Because these are just like house, like these are just guards. They're not
bored.
Like, they're not like Thessaly's brother. They're not as like...
These are still guard, not steam stride wardens.
Oh.
So...
He could hear and see me, like, no matter what I did.
And eventually you find yourself, as that stairway goes up, you see off to the right sort of a long hallway, and then there at the end of the hallway, standing two, right before the doors, you see two figures, dark visors, bronze armor, standing in front of the queen's door. And definitively, those are Steam Stride Wardens. Seeker.
As I head off...
Yeah.
And when I feel like I'm away, so I'm gonna rub the earring. And
I was deputized.
I am you.
I left my visor at home.
This is called a test. I was seeing if we could get in.
Oh God.
When I feel like I'm still in range, I just want to say, Olma, I am. Going to find another way up. Be careful.
Yeah, gonna be super careful.
Oh no. Oh no. Okay.
I'll try.
And I will go to find like a back stair, servant stair.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Make an investigation check for me at advantage because of your history and background.
Oh, double, yeah.
That's a natty 20. So that's a 33.
Ooh, all right.
Jesus.
So, Seeker, you take like 5 steps away from the foyer and the double curving stairs, and then you smell food, and you immediately just follow your nose, and you find the kitchen. And in a very short amount of time, you can see a door that appears to be on the other side. There, it is relatively busy. There's probably about 4 people in here right now who look like they're preparing the evening meal.
Mm-hmm.
You can see that they're like mid-process. The queen just got here, so everything's being made for her and the king. But you do see an additional doorway like across the kitchen at the back.
Yeah.
And you see one servant like grabs a platter of what it looks like like a nice bottle of wine, some water, and like a bowl of bread, and takes it, goes through the door, and you can see like a curved staircase through the swinging. It's one of those double doors that like swings on a hinge, and you see the staircase. You go across the kitchen, I presume.
Follow them.
You're up in the staircase. It's kind of like a curling staircase that you see like a small landing that lets off onto what appears to be the second floor, but this servant just keeps going up the stairs and arrives at the... they do put the platter into a dumbwaiter and then start that, and it sort of rises up as they ascend the stairs. And then at the third floor, they go grab the platter and they exit through a door. Oma, as you are standing and you see the kid walking up to the door as the steam stride wardens acknowledge him, you see the far hallway, like on the other side of the hallway down from you, the door open and a servant comes out. This is all like happening concurrently.
Yeah.
So, as you see these two steam stride wardens, and they are sitting, they're about 50 feet down the hallway from you. What are you doing?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Has the waiter, before I even say that, I don't think I have access to that spell.
And correct, my roll was actually a 27 out of 33. Like, 27. 20 plus the 7.
I do not.
All right.
Just to be, you know, on the
up. Oh, that's fair.
I like these dice, though. But they're, I mean, you know, math rocks.
Yeah. What was the roll for?
It was investigation.
Oh, investigation.
Find that secondary staircase. You find it. You found it fast.
I can see you shaking your head, Shane. You're wrong.
I'm shaking it at you.
Okay. Okay. Well, it's in my periphery.
Back at the inn.
Honestly,
what is the waiter wearing?
The waiter?
The servant.
Right, the person carrying the platter. They appear to be wearing... the smart waiter. The smart waiter, not the dumb one. They are wearing what appears to be a, you know, household livery in the sort of orange and the colors of Ondale. Basically like a comfortable, you know, but presentable servant's attire. Livery, if that makes sense. Like palace livery. Does that answer your question?
Have they entered the hallway yet?
Not yet. They're in the hallway, like walking down. But they're probably like halfway to the queen's door, but they're starting to slow down because they're kind of noticing like as the messenger arrives, they're starting to like slow up.
I'm going to hang back a little bit, I guess, but not too much.
Okay.
I want to see what's going to happen when he gets to the door and hear it. How far is the hall, like the intersection, like the curve from the door?
From where you're at right now, it's about 50 feet away from you.
But what about the hallway that the person
that the servant came out?
Yeah.
That's like an additional 50 feet. This is a very long, huge house. So like, it's basically the door to the queen's chambers appears to be about halfway between down this hallway. The stairs lead up to the landing where you are, and then the door's 50 feet, and then the door the servant came through is like another 50 feet down that hallway at the end.
Okay, so, and the servant, so we are on opposite ends.
You
of the
and the servant
door.
Are on opposite ends of
Got
the queen's
it.
Door.
So they could see. So they the guards can see both.
Both of
us.
Of them. Yeah, okay. They can see the messenger that you're behind, as well as the servant carrying the food that Seeker is behind.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep going.
You're gonna keep going.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Go ahead and make a stealth check for me. At advantage.
Your castaway
is also well lit. Is that?
Yes, this hallway is also well
lit. It's like 8 p.m. ish.
It's 8 p.m. It is like. Oh, that's actually a good point. The lighting in here, I would say, is dim because right outside of the queen's chambers, they don't want the brightness going in there because they're kind of prepping, winding down for the evening.
Sure. Queen got to get her beauty rest.
That's right.
a country to run.
I'm gonna roll them separately.
Mm-hmm. Not that one.
Or that one.
Maybe just roll another one.
Yeah, just roll the third.
It's not even. I was gonna try and use Ben's luck and get more points, but it's just like not even fucking worth it because I rolled a one and a two.
Wow.
Yeah, I rolled a one. And a two. So I.
Gonna be okay. I think.
You don't know.
We're going to jail.
So that is a 10.
We're going to jail.
It's a 10.
10. Okay. Tigger, what are you doing?
So mine is out walking down the hallway. I'm peeking my head out and looking down to see what's. So I look down. I see the waiter coming towards the door with the steel guard or the steam wardens outside. And I am just going to stay in that. Is there a door? Is there a door there? To come into the hallway?
You came through a door, and then there is a big set of double doors that are leading in, that you presume lead into the queen's chambers.
Okay, so I want to stay in the hallway by my door, watching what happens as this messenger approaches these
steam shred wardens.
Yeah.
Okay.
And.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if I start to hit like a creaky step, I will like hold my weight, and hope that there's enough distraction happening.
Okay. All right. So you pause by your doorway. You kind of like, as the servant exits the door and walks down the hallway, you just kind of like slip to the side and keep your eyes on these two large double doors that you presume lead to the queen's chambers.
Mm-hmm.
You start to follow the messenger. And as you like get closer, you get a little too close to the messenger.
Mm-hmm.
And you step on his heel. You step on like the back of his foot. But just barely. But enough that like he like kind of like notices, and then the steam stride warden, the one closest to you, their head like whips over.
Oh no.
I stand still.
Oh no, but they're
like rogues.
They're good.
So as the kid kind of like trips, and the steam stride warden, one of them, their head walks over. He just turns to the other one and then starts walking in your direction as you hold.
I'm going to step back into the wall.
Okay. And you're going to try to like just hold very, very still.
Yeah. In theory, like I am invisible. So it's not like he can, unless he has see invisibility, I know that
we
like,
don't know.
He can hear really well. He can do this.
Correct.
But like, there's a kid right in front of me, and he's in scared, breathing heavily.
I appreciate the argument you're trying to make right now. However,
with my
there are definitive rules for this. He can locate where you are, even if he can't see you. So, I will allow you one additional stealth check. You do have advantage as you attempt to press yourself back into the wall.
Do I pick up on any of this watching with my passive? 47?
23.
Oh, that's good.
23.
But he's got higher. No, it doesn't. They fucking have like.
As the steam stride warden walks forward, he gets to the place you are in the hallway. You see the kind of visor, that black visor, sweep across the hallway, sweep over, and for a second, it looks at you.
Mm-hmm.
Like you feel the eyes on you. And then it moves on down the hallway. He walks a little further down, goes around the stairs, looks down the stairs as the messenger walks up to the doorway and explains what he's here for and that he has an urgent message for the queen. You appear to not have been spotted. So, we're flirting with disaster here.
Our thing.
Not spotted. You are holding still against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
He has not seen you. So you see one of the steam shred wardens go down the hallway and sort of kind of go around the stairs and starts descending the stairs a little bit. The other steam shred warden, you see the kid walk up, says, I have an urgent message for the queen. I was instructed by General Cade that only the queen can hear the message that I have.
And how does
you hear this as well? Mm-hmm. You're close enough.
What is the response? Like, do they let
the steam shore warden? You hear like kind of almost like a muffled voice right here. Then like does like a quick series of like
taps. Noting that.
Yeah, it's like. And you hear a muffled voice, come in, and the door opens.
If the other guard is down the hall still, mm-hmm. and he steps away and looks away from the kid, I'm gonna get closer.
Okay. All right.
Like,
I'm gonna go based on your previous. I'm gonna go based on your previous role. You're over. You get behind the kid once more. The Steam Star Warden goes into the thing and closes the door. So it is you invisible, and the kid who's just like standing in the hallway and is like wringing his hands.
I don't have steaming. I don't have
So, like, less than a minute goes by, and then the door opens again. You see the Steam Stride Warden, and he motions for the kid to come in, opens the door enough for the kid to get in. What are you guys doing?
I'm gonna try and slip in. Yeah, I'm gonna slip in. Yeah.
Okay.
What's the worst that could happen?
You know things. Okay. But
why would you say that out loud?
I mean, if I end up in jail, I end up in jail.
Figure it out.
I'll be calling your brother.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm gonna get up to the door and I'm gonna assess it. If I feel like there's an opening, I will try and get in.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's going to be quick.
You have a way higher chance of getting through this than I do, because you have unreliable talent and I don't.
I think it's a timing thing. 50 feet away.
All right.
But he had that minute.
You have a little bit of time, so you can get closer.
Okay.
All right, so both of you, unbeknownst to one another, because your stealths are both too high for each of you to know where you are both standing like almost right next to one another.
The door.
And you guys are standing outside. You see as the Steam Stride Warden pulls open the door pretty wide enough for the kid to get in. And as you guys are both standing there and you see the door open and you see the kid go in, I'm going to need one stealth check from either of you.
Stealth or acrobatics? It doesn't matter. They're the same.
Oh.
This is stealth.
Okay, good, because that's at least an advantage.
This is stealth. My God.
Fuck my life. I need that reliable talent.
Okay.
Is it advantage or no?
You're both at advantage. Because you're not moving quick.
Ah! No, that was 20. That was a 19 and a 20. That was the opposite of the other roll.
Perfectly balanced.
That's all things.
The dice giveth and they take it away.
26.
28.
Oh my God.
26 was reliable talent.
I just need you guys to understand something.
Yeah.
The average Steam Stride Warden has a passive perception of
23.
Yeah, I wondered about
that. I mean, some are higher.
Silently, in sequence, like you see each other, both go into this room.
Slipstream. You're riding a drift track.
You feel the wind disturbed by the Steam Stride Warden as he exits and closes the door behind him.
Oh my lord.
The two of you move away from the door.
Okay.
As you see now,
but now
you are in the rooms, in the chambers.
This is how we planned it. This is a good place to be.
The queen,
yeah.
The king,
yeah.
And this messenger.
Okay. Yeah.
King, consort, the queen, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like the odds of this happening perfectly like this.
I am fucking bamboozled by the number of rolls. This was supposed to be so fucking hard to do.
The average is a 23.
The average is
23.
They're all rogue
investigators.
And they have expertise in perception.
Rogue, yeah.
They have expertise in perception, insight, investigation, and stealth.
Yeah.
And they all have like
this is their thing.
Salix. I mean, Salix is
much higher. So
even higher.
Yeah.
And
so earlier
is, so
was
is Nassades, because they're all rogues.
They're
rogues and they're higher levels. So anyway, that's fucking bananas.
Okay. Nassade is General Cade, though, right? They're the same.
No, not the same.
General Cade is Ondale.
General Cade is Ondale's leader of the army.
Oh, I think we know. Oh,
yeah.
And we're not.
Yeah.
I think I know what the message. message is. We're not super certain about
so,
No, Oma doesn't know what the message is.
The messenger enters into this place, and you can see, like, they're breathing heavily, both from the combination of exertion as well as stress. Mm-hmm. And they swallow, like, twice to try to, like, get spit back in their mouth as the queen kind of, like, walks over.
How close does she get?
She's within...
Just a big room,
like,
right?
She's, like, within 20 feet of the messenger. And she says, what information do you have for me, child?
I want to hold a spell.
You hear her voice. Huh?
I want to hold a spell.
Okay. Now, remember.
If I may.
If you hold a spell, your invisibility is going to drop in 6 seconds.
Oh, because
you have to... the way that holding a spell works...
Is you cast it.
Cast it, and you hold the energy. And if the trigger doesn't happen within 6 seconds, the spell is released. It is expended. And your invisibility will drop. So you will drop concentration on invisibility as soon as you hold the spell.
We'll see what happens. I won't do that.
So... The kid comes up and swallows, like, he swallows a spit twice.
Can I sneak up on him?
Behind the kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're close.
With a dagger?
You guys are both close. Yeah.
With a dagger?
Yes. Okay. Important caveat.
Because you're worried that this is
not a real
The kid, like, messenger. He swallows his spit and his voice shakes. And he says, "My Queen Isolde, I come bearing news from General Cade. Adderspelt has fallen under attack. The Kaldurian military has launched a full assault on the city. It is burning now, as we speak."
Oh.
And she, like, she walks up to him, and she says, "What else?" And he says, "I don't know. General Cade informed me that there are pockets of resistance within the city, but they are failing rapidly." And she says... "Thank you, child." And she grabs him on the hand. She goes, "You may return to your post." And she turns, she grabs him on the shoulder, excuse me. And she says, "I need you to return to General Cade. I need you to tell him that I've called. I'm imposing the monarch's right to call into emergency session the council." And the kid is like, "Yes, ma'am." And he goes out, he leaves, she opens the door, she tells the Steamstride Warden, she says, "Bring word to Nisade, Kalb, an emergency session has been called. Inform the others on my council." And closes the door behind her. She turns to the king, who is just like, his face is kind of ashen. And he says, "What do you need me to do, my love?" And she says, "I need you to stay here. I'll handle it. Don't tell the kids." And she walks over to a drawer by her nightstand. She pulls it open, and you see she removes a long, sort of like thin vial. And inside of it, you see like this suspended kind of green powder. And she breaks it and inhales as she uses some Benton glass.
Yeah, she does.
And you see as she turns and she like schools her face to stillness, "I'll need all the help I can get through the night." And she walks towards the door and starts making her way out. She gives him a kiss before she leaves. She says, "I won't see you until the morning, in all likelihood. I love you." And she gives him a kiss and she goes and she exits the door. What are you guys doing during this time?
I'm not doing a damn thing. I'm sitting still for the moment.
News of the attack on Adderspelt has just arrived to Ondale.
How crazy can I be right now?
What?
No.
Has she exited?
She's going to. Like, she's on her way. I'll say she's basically like walking towards you two and has her hand on the handles. On the handle to the door.
I know what you want to do. I don't. Hey, do you?
Do what you're gonna do.
Do
what you feel you need to do. What would Olma do?
I could go in front of the door.
You what?
I'm gonna go in front of the door.
You're gonna go in front of the door to block it.
I've sheathed my dagger, by the way.
Okay. All right.
I think so. Because I want the queen to be safe.
All right.
And I'm gonna kneel down, very small, like.
Okay.
And I'm gonna throw off my hood. And I'm gonna say Queen is old.
Okay.
Like,
so.
But before, yep. Go ahead. No, please. Go ahead.
This is very important. You need to say whatever it is you're gonna say before we figure out exactly what happens here.
I'm bright as I take off my hood. I'm gonna say, Queen is old. I'm not here to scare you.
Okay. Okay.
She's a kid, so.
I'm a child.
All right.
And I'm not wearing any armor, and I don't have any weapons on me.
Okay. My
they are hidden.
With that.
I'm kidding.
As Oma, you go, you block the door, Seeker, you hear Oma's voice.
Yeah.
And she says, Queen Isolde, I'm not here to scare you. And the queen sort of stops immediately and very quickly, like, enters into a defensive posture. Mm-hmm. Like, foot back,
I'm
raises
kneeling.
Her hands. And
she's on drugs right now.
And as you pull the hood back, the queen stops, like, immediately and, like, almost jumps back. And you see as she takes up, like, almost a fighter stance.
Yeah.
Like, very defensive.
Mm-hmm.
And raises her hands. And the king as well is, like reaches for his side where he appears to have some sort of a sword. And you see as the queen, like, takes a step back and then looks down at you. Seeker, are you staying? What are you doing?
If you see my face, I'm, like, trying not to look around. Like, I don't, like, okay. I am, like, very...
You don't know he's in there,
really. Yeah. Yeah, you don't even know he's in there.
You don't know I'm there.
He's in there.
That's true.
God. He reaches towards a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
She
takes up a defensive posture.
And I just saw her take the bend glass, so I'm assuming she's a caster of sorts. So is she making any kind of... Is she preparing?
She doesn't go to cast anything. She doesn't go to do
she's
any of
like,
that. She just, like, takes up a, like, a very defensive posture and kind of, like, jumps back. But, and then you see she clocks Oma. And in that moment, like, her brows furrow, and then she... relaxes a little bit.
Okay.
At seeing a kid.
I tried.
A literal child, like, kneeling down. It just popped out of invisibility in her room.
Those guards are getting fired.
I'm going to hold for the moment. And not drop invisibility.
All right.
Oh.
So I've got, like, 30 minutes?
You've got about 20 more minutes left of invisibility.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to hold.
Right. So, Queen Isolde, like, looks down at you, and you see, like, this statuesque, dark-skinned woman with, like, the wings of white at the hair. It's funny, she's not classically, like, beautiful. She's got very, like, just, like, strong features. Like, I feel like I'm fucking butchering this, but, she's striking. That's the best word.
Mm-hmm.
Striking. She has a commanding presence.
Yeah.
Her eyes, like, kind of bore into you. This is a woman whose entire reign has known nothing but war,
yeah.
And it shows.
Mm.
She is possessed of an incredible calm, and, like, that's what you notice immediately. Like, she doesn't really startle as much as immediately becomes ready for whatever it is that is about to happen. But then you see that, like, that visible relaxation of their posture, and looks to you. Who are you, and how did you get in here?
My name is Oma Marsk, and I have a message from Lauris.
Make a persuasion check for me.
Fourteen.
Okay. The king, like, very quickly crosses the room and stands next to his wife. And
I work my way over to Oma's side.
Both of them are like, huh?
I want to work my way to Oma's
side.
Okay, all
right.
The door.
You kind of, like, shimmy over.
Yeah.
She says, and what message requires it be delivered in such a manner?
Ooh.
That's a really good question. You're not as safe as you think you are.
Obviously.
I've been temporarily deputized by General Kalb of the Steamstride Wardens. He told us that he told you of the threat to your life. I just don't know if he actually told you where it came from. Lauer sent an emissary to us, and he told us that your life is going to be forfeit.
Who is us?
My friends and I.
And then she starts looking around the room.
At that point, I'll drop invisibility.
Oh, he does.
What? You don't have to.
All right.
Oh my lord.
Okay.
We're gonna go to jail.
And she starts looking around the room.
You don't have to drop invisibility. He did.
As she starts looking around the room.
And to be non-imposing, yeah. I'm kneeling down and you I drop invisibility with the head knelt down, like not making direct eye contact.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I drop it.
You're also wearing the robes of like a cleric of Loras, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because his robes are the purple.
So you drop invisibility, also kneeling, at which point now the queen again like shifts. And the king shifts. And this time like his sword like poof, like comes out quick. And the queen like kind of like gets up on her toes, her hands come up again. And the like they look at you intensely and then look to Olma for your reaction. What do you do when Seeker appears?
Oh.
Okay, that's as much as you get. What do you say?
I just raise, like, I kind of move my hands up very slowly. And,
okay.
Queen, Lord Draenor, I believe you got a message from a friend of mine in Westreach, Lord Siren. What she says is true. An emissary of Loras did approach us and warn us that your life is in deep danger from someone that we have on extremely good authority is capable of taking it, despite your excellent defenses.
And the king turns to his wife
and says,
we may have to have a word about those same security defenses.
Because if we got in here...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's happening?
God. Oh, man.
Damn.
Guys, whoa.
What is
happening? How do you react to this?
We do new silly things.
It's just a regular
sex. This is a total...
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Someone cast Daylight.
Someone cast Daylight. That's how you get out of this.
Wow.
You guys should handle this like professionals.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, I feel like she didn't know the risk that she was under.
I don't. Yeah. Well,
you know, you made a decision.
As he looks to her, like I will roll up my left sleeve and show my.
You see that both of them like visibly tense as you move, but they don't do anything.
And I'm doing it in a gentle fashion. Yeah, you just kind of just to show the sigil, the tattoo of Lars on my forearm.
Okay.
I was at one point I guess I still. Not a good time for this. I am a cleric of Lars.
Please make an additional persuasion check at advantage because you mentioned Siron and the threat from Westreach.
Okay. Okay.
Is it Siron or Siren? Have I been saying it wrong?
Seeker says stuff weird.
Seeker's got an accent. He doesn't say things weird.
He says stuff Seeker way.
That's so much better.
That's
29.
29. Let's go.
That is like, I don't know how this is happening.
What is happening?
Like, how did you talk to the queen directly?
How did you guys get here? I don't understand. Okay.
Pull the lever. Pull that goddamn lever.
There is a good long beat of like silence, and you can literally see the gears like turning in the queen's head, like her eyes are darting back and forth. She reaches up and she like pinches the bridge of her nose. I appreciate that you have gone through what I can only assume has been tremendous effort to get to this point, and we will have words about my security detail.
Oh yes, very, very hot. They're very good. Yes.
They could be better.
You have snuck your way into my chambers, which is a capital offense. You have overheard information that none, not even my closest council members, have been privy to. You said you come with special privilege from Nasaid.
Mm-hmm. We've been temporarily deputized.
We are here to save
the
your life.
The sole purpose of helping you.
That is the only reason we act this way. Time is of the essence.
I appreciate your concern. I do. But the largest city on the warfront and my chiefest strategic point against Kaldur has come under attack, and I have more pressing things to continue. I cannot have this conversation right now. Come with me.
Could we...
And she walks. She doesn't listen
she says,
to you.
Come with me?
Come with me. Yeah, she says, come with me. And she walks out
of the
thing.
Do you want me to...
I would prefer if you'd remain visible.
Okay. And, you got it.
Okay. Do you have any more of that, Benton?
Yeah. Seeker.
Okay.
Now's not the time.
Okay.
Oh, my God. And she walks out. She walks out of the room, and she walks out. She grabs the warden, the Steamstrap warden that is out there.
Nothing.
And she says,
this is almost perfectly fine.
She says, while you escort these two out of my house, perhaps you could take some time to think about how it is they came to be here in the first place. Don't go far.
We won't. We're here for you.
Good.
And she starts walking down the stairs as the warden like looks at the two of you. You see like the black visor like look very confused as the two of them like nervously fall.
She starts to head off. Can I?
Yeah. Like, go ahead.
I just could. We could be your guard. We could guard. You know, we do this. We could help. We could stay with you. You know, and we have more friends. They're not here, but we could help. Just saying. You know, if we can get past them and other people...
Make an additional persuasion check for me.
I'm, like, nodding. Could I give him advantage? Because I'm like, yeah.
You can also roll, I will say, because both of you have kind of been talking
during this
time.
So on that,
that's
a 23.
23.
That's a 15.
Okay. 23.
Yeah.
Persuasion check. 15?
Mm-hmm.
Seeing as my current security detail is... inept at best, I will permit you to come with me.
I wouldn't say that. We are very...
She said yes!
Very.
You said you have additional friends?
We do.
Mm-hmm.
Send for them. And she walks out of the place. We're going to cut over to...
Snap!
So we're following her,
so you are following the queen.
You're just like...
You are following the queen.
I'm going to...
That is some fucking bananas rolls and a weird series of events. Okay.
Let's freaking go.
You are being watched like hawks by two Steamstride wardens, and then very quickly as you guys descend the steps, there's additionals that like start falling in. Go ahead.
Yeah, we quickly turn to the Steamstride warden and say, you'll find Desley Gwyn at
the Scholar's Rest.
Send her to the Capitolium.
Related to your captain.
It doesn't matter. Just go find them.
Yeah, just get them. Please.
He nods and, like, runs down the steps and out. You see kind of, like, off in the corner as, like, he's running. He, like, patches something on his arm and you see, like, a minute or two later, one of those dragonfly mounts comes cruising down. Now, we're gonna go back to the three of you.
Shit.
So, you guys, Thessaly, Flynn, and Kellick, you guys have all arrived at the Scholar's Rest at this point. You have in your possession the things that were gathered on the boat, and you are in the Scholar's Rest. You arrive. What are the three of you doing as you come back?
Finding a fire.
Yeah, that's right. Everyone's you're wet and freezing. All right.
We'll get the table closest to the fire, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Did you? Also, I'm starting to think that my armor was never the problem. I'm just bad at being any kind of clandestine.
I thought you did wonderfully given the circumstances.
I think you saved that one, actually. But
well, I appreciate that notion.
Speaking of saving things, Flynn, what did you do in there?
You got some stuff in your arms there.
Yeah,
Flynn,
I'll go to my bag and I'll pull out a leather scrollish like case and some papers and some documents that I've grabbed, and I will put them on the table or whatever if we're sitting next to one.
Yeah.
This stuff. This what I got. I just kind of just grabbed stuff and just kind of.
Right.
Did you know I didn't have time?
You got documents from
the boat.
From the boat, yeah.
I'm gonna like look around.
All right. As you look around, you see some. You know, are you looking for anything specific?
I'm not looking for anything specific. I'm just kind of observing that we are in a public space, and like we have just acknowledged that they are here. They're not on their way. The boat is here.
Mm-hmm.
I could take a guess at who was on the ship, but I won't. And so I know at least one of them is stationed there. I don't know where the rest of them are.
Okay.
And I'm gonna look to Kellic. Should we take further precautions? Maybe we don't. Right. Maybe we don't do this here.
Don't remember if your brother secured a room for us when he came in.
I'm gonna go ask.
Maybe that's at least a small precaution we can take.
Standing up, and I'm gonna go ask for a room.
Yeah. So you find Merwin Roundtree, the proprietress, and she does in fact give you hands over keys to actually a room for each of you. So five total keys, one room for each.
Okay.
Merwin, are there fireplaces in the rooms?
Are there fireplaces in the rooms? Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So there's small fireplaces is a
is
braziers.
There, sure, place, great.
There is a brazier in every room.
That,
sort of a small potbelly stove.
Wonderful, thank you.
Of course.
I'm going to like take my key or one of the keys. I'm going to walk back to the table. Let's go get a room. Right. There will be heat in the room for you, Flynn.
Oh, hold on.
Please, yes, yeah, take it off the table.
All right, cool.
Go upstairs.
Did you? Sorry.
No, go for it.
As we get into the room, I suppose. Did you happen to? I didn't get a good look at the person that was on the boat. Did you happen to? Flynn, did you see them?
Did I? Did we with the daylight? I can't remember.
If we ever jumped
in the water, I don't know.
You didn't because you were still on the boat
when
that kind of happened. Because I remember the daylight like peeked through the closed cabinet that you were on.
I feel like I just jumped right in the water when I got off the boat.
You jumped straight into the water. So you did not get a good look at them. The two of you.
When I turned to Cass,
it was so bright. I would say, I'm curious, who do you think was on there?
I think it was Hadrix.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
It was not. You did not recognize Hadrix. But you did recognize, you saw a flash of gray-green skin.
Oh. Then I know who it is. Then I'm really, really glad.
I mean, I just jumped right in the water. I didn't.
I didn't get a good look. It was... I don't know. I feel like my eyes went inside of my head for a moment because I was just trying to think of something.
Really bright.
Not that your combat skills aren't wonderful.
Okay.
I don't like where this is going.
Are you sure you want to finish that
sentence? No, it's just very, very strong. Very strong person was on the ship.
I mean,
very. Not that you're not strong.
Well, I pulled him into the water, so.
No, I.
Anyway, I got this, and I'll...
Let's look at what you stole.
All right.
And I'm just going to make, like, meaningful eye contact with Kellic that's like, he would have been dead.
All right. Okay, so as you pull out the documents, there's quite a few different things here, and there's a weird mix-match of different things. The like, leather case sort of thing, Thessaly, I think you would likely recognize something similar to this. These are the types of things that Hadrix often carried. Like places where he would hold things, components, like bits and bobs and things like that. He usually tended to have a few of them.
Okay.
But you see, the first thing that you notice is it's because it's kind of like a smaller piece of paper. It's on top. It's partially crumpled, but it is a receipt. You see that it is for a silver spoon worth 5 gold pieces, an ivory door worth 5 gold pieces, and a marble, like an actual piece of carved marble, also worth 5 gold pieces. You see that the sort of a stationery of it says Sebastian Sundries. You find as well an additional, just like a piece of paper, and on it are just 5 names, no description otherwise. Barilla Banks, Brown Moat Iron Cloak, Kickrot Cliff Keeper, Greylig Stone Shadow, and Malara Osman. Just those 5 names. There's nothing, no other context.
Could you send us that later?
Yes, I will. I can send it to you right now, as a matter of fact.
Do any of those, do they sound familiar at all?
No.
Like, not shopkeeps or anything like that?
No, no shopkeeps or anything like that. Just like, weird. They're just, it's a series of names. Oh, shit.
And it's just names on a piece of paper.
It's just first and last names on a piece of paper.
It's just first and last names on a piece of paper.
Okay.
Like, that's it. Sorry, don't look at... I think I deleted it already.
That's fine. I won't look or anything.
Yeah, we're good. I'm sending it to you.
I want to know now.
All right.
Can I ask a quick question?
Go for it, yeah.
5 ever ago, when we were in the Underdark and Olma first cast Seeming on all of us, mm-hmm. she explained the spell. Mm-hmm. Do I remember...
components
what
were?
How she would have told me about, like, not the components of it, but like how, like, what
the way that it works,
what the parameters of it are, and
yeah,
how it works.
Yeah, you remember all that, like,
okay,
the way the Seeming works.
Flynn had to be a Duragar, right?
Yep,
I think so,
because of your height.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
I think that's what it was.
Yeah,
did you say 5 ever, by the way?
I did say 5 ever.
Okay, yeah, I should clarify that.
Yeah.
You,
let the record show.
Yeah, let the record,
record show. Yeah.
So you see the receipt. Uh-huh. You see on bigger pieces of parchment that were kind of like underneath everything, you see a series of documents. They're varied, and it takes you a few minutes to go through them. You see that it is like very dry sounding, like a procedural law, it's very dry sounding procedural law in a few different pulled from a bunch of different sources.
Huh?
But after a while, you kind of put together that it is a series of protocols and various historical entries on the Monarch's Close Council, Parliament, and a history of when they're called into emergency sessions.
I fucking knew it!
Mostly monarchs' deaths, matters of state, and national security emergencies.
Oh my god.
I fucking knew it. I knew that's why I showed myself, because I was they're going to use this as a fucking excuse. I knew it!
You also...
Satisfaction!
you see that these are sealed. They have a seal on them. You recognize it. Because you've been here enough. It is the seal of the Grand Library of Stillgate.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You also see...
Okay.
...a layout of the Capitolium.
Uh-huh.
And specifically the Parliament Chambers.
Yep.
I can't believe you guys found all this.
So I'm able to discern... This was
so
Jack
success.
From the
so
Grand
success.
Library. Most
this,
likely.
This was... This but here's another thing that Kellick would know.
Okay.
This type of, like, these are restricted documents.
Yeah.
You can't get, like, a person can't get these, like, a normal person.
Oh, okay.
You have to have some form of, for lack of a better term, like, governmental clearance.
Yes,
get these documents.
Yeah.
You said there was a layout of the Capitolium and...
Layout of the Capitolium and the parliamentary chambers.
Where this meeting would take place.
Where this meeting would take place,
yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
You also see, you see, on a few different pieces of paper, like a series of scribbled notes and like weird, you kind of recognize them as like mildly arcane in nature. Mm. You two can't make heads or tails of any of this, because all of the notes are in halfling.
Really?
Gosh damn
and
it!
And you see a series of things. You see 10 times mimic bone powder, 20x moonleaf dew, 5 lavender sprig, one vial doppelganger blood.
Wow.
Somebody's changing their form, yeah.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of changey-changey.
So I take this as, like, it's probably spell components.
Spell, something, some kind of components for something. It's a list of ingredients.
Okay.
This is also, like, it's they're just, like, scribbled in different things. There's some additional notes and things like that on there. Yes.
I'm just curious, because I have a thought. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry.
No.
Have your thought. Wonderfully. As those names are mm-hmm. on a piece of paper, and there's five of them, and we've already read the law and stuff, that's things happening. Do I remember at any point when I was in the city being around a bunch of noble, like, people,
right.
Do those names ring a bell in that circle in my brain?
Make a history check for me.
Could you also put the list of the incoponents?
Definitely.
In? Thank you.
Yeah.
Can I borrow a dice tray? Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Oh, jeez.
Where is she? Where are you thinking about these?
From, if I, like,
Stillgate.
Yeah, from Stillgate, from being around, like, Lady Peregrine, and dance. Maybe hoping to be recommended to one of them.
The Mechanics
for money.
Guild or whatever. Mechanics yeah. Guild.
God, that was a journey.
Yeah, it was. Not, I don't. Like where we went.
It was history.
Maybe you're in
four.
The middle of the journey.
Four.
We're still on it.
None of the names ring a bell or anything like that to you.
Still on it.
Okay.
And finally, in the leather case,
yeah.
as you open it up, you see, like, that there's, like, a lot of different pockets and things mm-hmm. like that in it. And you see, like, a weird mishmash of shit. You see, like, a selection of, like, bronze, brass, steel, mithril, lots of weird, like, little cogs, gears, rods, small flat plates. It almost looks like you also see a kind of a collection of some tools and things like that, like hammers, pliers, like weird instrumentation, that sort of thing. You also find in there, like, tucked in, like, additional protective, like, as little leather tubes within the leather tube. Mm. You see two, like, small leather tubes, an oil cloth pouch that is sealed, and then you see a secondary, like, leather tube, and finally you find several thin aluminum, like, hollow tubes. They're very thin metal. Do you...
You said there's a cloth pouch?
Cloth pouch, yeah.
Yeah, I'll go over and I'll just kind of, like,
open it up,
accidentally peek into it.
As you look in, you see what appears to be a powdery silver substance, like a silver gray.
I'll reach down to my pouch on my bag that I've used before for silvery stuff to ward off evil and good.
Yeah.
Mm. Is it similar?
Similar but different.
Okay.
Yeah. Anybody who would like to, looking at this, can make a nature check for me. if you have proficiency with Smith's tools, add it.
But we can make one even if we don't have proficiency.
Yeah, you can make a
only nature though? It doesn't seem like it's arcane in nature.
Oh, okay. This is specifically
what's nature. That? What's that one? I like that journey. That journey good.
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
No, she didn't need it.
I didn't need
Turns
it.
Turns out the dice tray ain't needed.
All right.
I got a natural 20.
Natural 20.
Plus
okay.
zero.
Okay.
She
okay.
can source it to the root.
I love that. All right.
I mean, you worked with him, so actually it makes more sense.
That's fair.
I got a 19 plus. I don't know. Character sheet got all fucked up and my intelligence got nerfed somehow.
No.
What?
Which is still probably awesome. But
yeah.
Okay.
But it was probably 23,
this
I
is
think.
Powdered aluminum.
Powdered aluminum.
Have I seen it used before?
Ooh. With that roll?
With a natty 20?
I would say... natural 20.
You
can't crit succeed on a skill check, but I like the idea of it. This is... you've seen him used before in some of Hadrix's toys.
Some of his kaboom toys?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then in the other two vials, if you open them, they're not trapped or anything.
Yeah.
But and so you find in two of the leather tubes, you find a ruddy red powder. And then in the third, like, leather tube, you find what appears to be a mixture of both the pouch substance and the ruddy red mixture.
Hmm. I know the aluminum is used for explosive. So already not good.
Actually, really quick. You said there was a receipt, and the receipt was a silvery door. or something like that?
An ivory door.
An ivory door. Does that sound, does that read to me like a full-size door? Because I've seen Seeker use a little door to cast knock. Would I be able to? I'm seeing all these other spell components.
Right.
Can I?
I would say you could make the connection that it is some form of component, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, some form of component for something. It's actually unclear whether or not it's a little door or a big one. It doesn't say.
Yeah.
But
it's from Sorcerer Sundries? Or, sorry.
From Sebastian
Sundries. Sebastian Sundries.
Okay.
Right, so, Flynn, what does that say? I don't... That's halfling, right?
Yeah. You know halfling? Yeah.
No, I don't know halfling.
Well, how do you know it was halfling?
Well, I've seen a lot of... been in a lot of libraries.
Yeah, I mean, it has a bunch of ingredients written down, and it's like...
What do they say?
Mimic powder, moonleaf dew, there's lavender sprigs and doppelganger blood, so maybe they're trying to change what they look like, which tracks if they want to try and sneak in.
Right, yeah. The ivory door on this receipt, well, it's from a spell shop in town, so I assume it's not...
Yeah, I saw that at the bottom. Maybe we can go there and talk, but I mean...
Well, it's either they're building something with a door, or they might be... I've seen Seeker use that little door to cast... When he tries to open things, right?
These names don't... I don't recognize any of them, but there's five of them.
Aliases, maybe?
I'm thinking that if they have... What do you call it? Doppelganger blood? And Meryl is a very powerful wizard. She's a halfling.
Okay.
They might be trying to make that... Maybe they're pulling like what Olma did with us in the Underdark, and they're trying to replace people that would be close... either steam stride wardens, maybe, and that's why.
Well, then this
Cal was acting strange.
It's for the procedures of the council, so
right.
Maybe
so,
they're trying to make their way in there, or
maybe they're trying to replace council.
Council.
If they have all these spell components to get behind things, maybe they're. I don't know.
I have a thought that might help us clarify at least one point. Okay. Maybe the fastest. I could try to contact Salix and ask him if he knows these names.
You could. Could you also ask him if he's safe?
That's a lot of words, Tessaly. I only have a little bit. It's a short message. I gotta keep it brief. He'll respond, I assume, with, I'm in pain, if he's not safe. That's what Triad did.
Wait.
After a bit.
That's exactly what he's going to sound like?
To convey his pain, but...
Yeah.
Sure.
Eventually. I think it's worth it. I mean, see if they know
the names are of more importance, yes.
It's not more important, but... briefer information to... Well, you get it.
Yep.
Ajungis. I'm going to do a cast sending on Salix.
Okay.
And I'm going to say...
I think it's 10 words for all the names.
Yeah, 10 words for all the names.
Is 10. Yeah.
So you got 15 words.
Yeah, you can make it. And you can probably ask him if he's safe, too. You good? I'll try and help count.
And we're... Blind boy, is that better?
Thank you. Brilla Banks, Runewood Ironcloak, Kickrot Cliffkeeper, Greylick Stone Shadow, Melara Osman. Might be imposters. Do you know these names? You safe?
Oh, okay. Look at it.
Right. 20 exactly.
Okay, so a moment passes and a response comes back to you. I'm fine. On my way to you now. I have information.
Oh no, more?
Those names, yes, they're wardens.
Let's go! Let's go!
As you guys are...
No more, because we're her guards now.
That's right.
Yes. As you guys are... a few minutes goes by, and eventually, like, Salix walks towards... You hear a knock on one of the on your room door.
I fling the door open!
You fling the door open, and you see Salix there in front of you.
Hey,
and,
Salix!
He says... He looks like he's tired. He's got kind of bags under his eyes.
We all be tired, okay?
We all be tired.
We're the tired crew.
He comes in and he's breathing hard. Okay. The names, yeah. Those are all Steamstraw Wardens. I'm vaguely familiar with all of them.
There's a good chance they might be. It seems like we've got a list of spell components that would allow people to disguise themselves.
Yeah, we went on a boat and we got all this stuff.
We got a list of names here. Yeah.
Short version, right. Clint, short version.
Got stuff.
No, all right. You're
excited. Look.
Is there any way we can check the veracity of those people? The location? Where are they?
Are they with the queen?
I can try, yeah, but...
What's your information?
I went to the facility, and I found out from one of the guards that earlier that morning, Nasaid himself came to the facility with a dwarf. He said that it was a special maintenance. That's all I know. I went to the guard.
That's why he was acting weird.
I went to the guard in question. He's fucking dead.
What?
I found him in an alleyway not far from his house. That's what took me so long. His purse is gone. His throat was slit. And I also just found out from Nasaid that the queen has just called an emergency session of the council.
No. Say this. Who guards the queen? The Steel Guard?
Guards?
Does she have like an honor guard or something? Who guards?
We do. The Steamstrad Wardens.
Nasaid is
personally responsible for her detail.
Something's gonna happen at this council. There's documents about how to get in and when how to hold one right here that I found on the boat.
Right, a blueprint practically of how they would get in and get out.
She can't make it to the council. We have to stop
her. If she gets to that council, they're going to kill her. That's where it's going to happen.
Where is she right now?
She's
on her way
safe.
To the parliament.
Take it.
That's
can we go? Can we go?
How many of us can fit on your little bumblebee?
Three?
Okay, that's...
What's it called? Dragon
I don't
flight?
Know. What's it
I'm
called?
Small.
Not that small. It's
I don't know. We're probably going to have to make it on foot. Here.
Lead the way.
And he puts like a little coat into his thing, and you see like as this compartment opens up, and he pulls out three vials, like little vials, and he hands one to each of you. You're going to need these.
Oh, shit.
We'll pick up there next time. Oh, fuck. Okay.
Are those the long breath potions? Are those the long breath potions?
What? Let them sign off.
Thank you guys so much for watching. Things are heating up over here. Thank you guys very much. We will see you next time. And goodbye, nerds.
Hey nerds, Rebecca here. If you're enjoying Venture Forth, please like, follow, and subscribe on whatever platform you're using, and make sure to tell your friends. If you're interested in going the extra mile, please check out our Patreon link in our description to support the show and get access to exclusive bonus content. Bye, nerds.